Hello and welcome. You're listening to Speaking of Urology, the official podcast for Urology Times. As always, our commitment is to deliver urologists and allied health professionals timely and informative insights from leaders in the specialty. Our exclusive interviews bring expert analysis, practice advice, and policy perspectives to help our listeners practice more efficiently. I'm your host and assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Kareem Fizazi about results from a game-changing study that was presented at the 2022 ASCO Genitourinary Cancers Symposium. The Phase 3 ARISINS trial improved overall survival in patients with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer with triplet therapy. Fizazi is a medical oncologist and head of the Department of Cancer Medicine at the Institute of Gustave Roussy and professor of oncology at the University of Paris-Sud in Villejuif, France. Can you please start by providing an overview of the ARISINS trial?
The ARISINS trial is a randomized phase 3 trial conducted by the pharma industry in men with metastatic castration-sensitive disease who are being treated as a standard of care with androgen deprivation therapy and docetaxel, because the standard of care when the trial was designed and conducted was indeed ADT plus docetaxel. And the trial is actually asking whether three drugs is better than just two, when darolutamide, which is an androgen receptor inhibitor, is being added on top of androgen deprivation therapy and docetaxel. It's a rather large phase 3 trial. Approximately 1,300 men were randomized worldwide in many different countries. And their enrollment was approximately in 2016 to 2018. So pretty much before the eve of the next generation hormonal agents, such as abiraterone, enzalutamide, and apalutamide in the space. The primary endpoint of the trial is overall survival. And good news, the trial is positive. Survival is significantly improved with approximately a 32% reduction in the risk of death, obviously favoring the triplet arm, so the darolutamide, ADT, and docetaxel arm. The median overall survival is reached in the control arm. It's approximately 4 years, I guess as expected for this population of men. And it's not yet reached in the experimental arm, which of course is great news for the patients. This came together with good news in terms of secondary endpoints, such as time to pain, time to skeletal-related events, time to castration resistance, time to next treatment. So obviously, patients benefit. Not only they can enjoy a longer life, but also their cancer is pretty much under control for a longer time, which is great. Finally, the safety profile of this triplet is excellent, with almost no additional toxicity seen when darolutamide is added on top of ADT and docetaxel.
And so what makes the ARISINS trial so game-changing for patients with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer?
So I would say that ARISINS is game-changing, but also it's complementary, if you will, to PEACE 1, which is another phase 3 trial that I had the privilege to lead and which reported very similar findings a couple of months ago. Actually, PEACE 1 is looking at the same question with abiraterone added on top of ADT plus docetaxel for the same population of men, mostly men with de novo metastatic castration-sensitive disease. And actually, we found pretty much the same findings in PEACE 1 with a 28% reduction in the risk of death in men with a high volume metastatic CSPC. And also it came together with secondary endpoints being improved, such as time, radiographic progression-free survival, time to castration resistance, et cetera, et cetera. The two trials using two agents from the same family point to the same direction, which is always great. It provides robustness to the data, and it really indicates that this should become the new standard of care, a triplet treatment, at least in fit men for the docetaxel.
And so how will the findings of this study impact the way that you treat this population of patients in the future?
I would say that we still need more data to completely address your question. For example, in ARISINS, there was no, or not yet, a split between high-volume disease and low-volume disease, or in other words, oligometastatic disease versus polymetastatic disease. And we know that clinically, this is an important factor, at least in terms of prognosis. We do have this in PIECE1, and we saw clear improvement in radiographic progression-free survival in both groups. But for overall survival, only patients with high-volume disease had a clear benefit. For men with low-volume disease, the jury is simply out because PIECE1 is not mature for these men. It would be really interesting to know what's happening in ARASENS, and I know the statistical team is actually working on that, so hopefully we'll see the data soon, because I think this will be really important for decision-making. I think most colleagues that I know that have been able to speak with in the recent past told me that they consider that indeed a triplet treatment is already a new standard of care using either abiraterone or darolutamide for fit men with high volume disease. For patients with low volume disease, many of our colleagues would like to see more data, which is totally understandable indeed.
Is there future research on this topic planned? And if so, what will its focus be?
We're still looking for quality of life data in ARASENS. Again, very important to know whether not only you are able to prolong life, but also whether you are able to improve quality of life. So that we should pay attention to that. And more generally speaking, I think that the next generation of phase three trial will try to stratify patients based on clinical parameters, but also based on molecular parameters. It's obviously the future. We don't necessarily want anymore to randomize A versus B or A plus B versus A plus B plus C, but we really want to focus on subgroup of men. And I think this is what's going to happen soon, for example, with PARP inhibitors, also with PSMA lutation based on PET imaging, but also hopefully with new concept and new drugs.
And lastly, is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this topic?
Well, I think we should remember that just 5 or 7 years ago, men with high-volume metastatic castration-sensitive disease were treated with androgen deprivation therapy alone, and their life expectancy was less than 3 years. Now, in PIECE1 or ARASENS, for these men, with a triplet treatment, their life expectancy is beyond 5 years, which I think is a quite dramatic improvement in half a decade, basically. So we should carry on. It's not the end. Obviously, these men still die from their disease. So we need better treatments for them. But I think it's a remarkable progress.
Be sure to subscribe to Speaking of Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest in urology news, practice management advice, and health policy updates by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.